Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this episode we are going to be talking about a game changer in the blockchain space, the Phantasma blockchain. Now, why is this a game changer? Well, first of all, Phantasma is specifically built with gaming in mind. That's one of its core components, and really the reason that the developers created this blockchain. Now, most major blockchains have been built with zero thought to gaming, and because Phantasma specifically built it for gaming, it has a ton of functionality that works better for gaming than any other blockchain. So, the big question is, how exactly has Phantasma been built for gaming? Well, one of the main drivers for blockchain gaming and making money, as you've heard about me talking so often, is NFTs. Buying and selling NFTs is one of the best ways to make money in this space. And the Phantasma chain has changed the NFT space with their creation of smart NFTs. So, what does this mean? You can create on demand and no unnecessary costs, which is huge for game developers who are trying to figure out which blockchain to use. They also allow for nested NFTs and multi-layered NFTs. They allow for perpetual royalties, time-limited access to content, and allowing you to infuse multiple assets into one. Now, this last bit is a bit interesting because it's something that 22 Racing Series does, which is a game that I talked about on last episode. To find out more about that game, please check that out. So in 22 Racing Series, you can combine several different NFTs to create one single racing car. So that's one example of being able to combine different NFTs into a game. And it's a very interesting game that is still in closed beta. But back to Phantasma, one of the main things that you will see with this smart NFT technology is the ability to upgrade NFTs on the blockchain. So your NFT can gain experience or grant you new abilities, and then you could be able to sell that upgraded NFT for even more money. So, like I mentioned in the 22 Racing Series episode, this idea of having dynamic NFTs, if you will, is something that the game Alluvium may struggle with a lot, as their NFTs need to be upgraded off-chain. So with the Phantasma chain, being able to upgrade NFTs and having it all happen on-chain, that may make it a lot easier to be able to sell different things on secondary marketplaces. Now, in addition to Phantasma doing this, Gala Games is also trying to do it with their upcoming Gala blockchain. That still isn't out yet, but they've been working really hard with it. I've been following their Discord, and we'll see whenever that gets released. With this in mind, let's get a little bit into the tokenomics behind Phantasma and the coins associated with it. So first off, there's the main coin, which is called SOL. These coins are completely out right now, and they can be purchased on Uniswap or KuCoin. Next is their secondary coin, which is KCAL. This coin can only be gathered through staking SOLcoin on one of the Phantasma wallets. For information on their wallet, I will put a link in the show notes below and how to download that. Now for KCAL, this coin has a super low market cap. As of right now, it's at $3.5 million. Million, not billion. So super tiny. And this really creates a great opportunity if you want to get in on this chain at these early stages. Now, one thing to note is that SOLcoin will have an inflationary rate of 3% per year. But KCAL, which you earn through staking, will eventually be deflationary as the coin gets burned through usage. Now, KCAL, like I said, has a super low market cap. And actually, SOLcoin also is pretty low considering all the things that can be done with it. It is still below a $100 million market cap, so a lot more can be done for this coin. Now, with the tokenomics out of the way, the main thing that's going to drive the price of this coin are what projects are using this blockchain. Now, right now, that main project is the Pavilion Hub. This is going to be somewhat similar to sort of the Wax Hub or even Gala Games. It is a place where blockchain games are being built and can played, so it's not a game itself, it's more of a marketplace. So right now, the main game on Pavilion Hub is the 22 Racing Series. So just like for the Gala website, their main game right now is Townstar, 22 Racing Series is the main game right now for Pavilion. Pavilion also has another game called Winter Fury, which I actually have not checked out on, but look for this space to be filling up pretty quickly, especially with the Pavilion Hub looking for more games. In addition to the Pavilion game platform, there's also an NFT market where you can use Phantasma, which is called the Ghost Market. So you can already use Phantasma to buy different NFTs. And Ghost Market is nice because you can actually use a bunch of different crypto coins, sort of like OpenSea, you can use a few different ones. So even though it seems like Phantasma is in the early stages, it already has some use cases for it. All right, my final verdict. I am really on board with this blockchain. I've invested over $5,000 of my own personal money, which should show you how much I trust in this project right now. And I also have all of that staking so I can earn the KCAL token also. With all the functionality that this chain has and its market cap still below $100 million, I believe it could be an interesting investment idea. In the coming years, you are going to see a lot of blockchain games using this chain. Now, with that being said, this is not financial advice. This is only what I am doing and what I have gathered from the information that I've looked around at. But I am really excited for where this tech is going, and the ability to have upgradable NFTs for games is huge, and I bet it will be used a lot. With that, I will keep you updated on everything going on with Phantasma in the future and what games are going to be using it. So maybe not so much in the next couple months, but definitely in 2022, there should be a decent backlog of games using this blockchain. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot and it helps grow my channel as well. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!